Unit 33B. Activity 2.
What's wrong, Ben? Is there anything you didn't understand about my instructions?
To be honest, I find all this pretty confusing. Trigger level, function buttons, vertical and horizontal position controls. What is so important about an oscilloset anyway?
It's called a scope, an oscilloscope. An oscilloscope helps us to do our job. Not only does it make ordinary measurements faster, with an oscilloscope we can take special measurements that we can't take with any other electronic instrument. For example, the amplitude and the peak voltage of an AC signal, the time period, and so on.
But it's all very confusing with all those knobs and switches.
It sounds difficult, but all oscilloscopes have the same basic controls. Look, this here is a digital one. If you turn on the oscilloscope with the power switch above the front panel, the oscilloscope's display will show you one or two horizontal lines. And with the backlight control here, you can adjust the backlight off the screen. Also, all knobs and buttons are divided into five main functional areas: vertical, horizontal, trigger, function, and menu selection.
Menu selection?
Yes, those buttons are used for adjusting operation options, like automatic measurement or save and recall mode.
I guess once you look at the individual controls, they're not that confusing.
Right. The time base is on the horizontal controls section. And in this area, you will find the vertical controls. One set of controls for each vertical channel. They control vertical position and deflection.
Deflection?
Yes, that's the volts per division control. It makes the waveform higher and lower.
I understand, but I'm afraid it will take time for knowing all controls.
In that case, I suggest you look frequently at the instructions for use. You should try to learn the special settings as soon as possible, too.